Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'd like to talk for a moment again. It seems like every other day we're doing this about social media, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I'd like to talk on the Mike O'Mara Show about this new fun toy that's been around for a couple of months, but I've only recently started to have a lot of fun with it, and it's called Facebook Live. And I realized early on that Facebook Live is a very, very fun way to reach people and perhaps turn some new people onto the show.
Can you give a thumbnail of what it is? Because I think a lot of people think it's a show at the Winter Garden.
People actually put posts up on Facebook. They put status updates. They put pictures. They share. They do that. Well, Facebook Live is an opportunity for you to go on your Facebook page and broadcast live with a camera on your smartphone. And once you do that, it records, and then the video just stays up there.
Right.
So you get it live, and then you get it for posterity for
all time. Or you get it live and let it delete itself.
How does that work?
So it's just a little setting within your actual account.
Really?
You can just
but if I let that happen, I wouldn't get the incredible ego gratification of watching the numbers.
You mean when it auto plays when someone just scrolls up?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He likes that.
Shut up, you.
He likes a lot of aspects of Facebook Live. Yeah.
I like to think they linger.
Oh, Mike's a friend. I'm going to watch the whole thing. Not at all.
I watched it.
It was canned television. Let me tell you that.
I got in on like 20 seconds of it.
All right. Shut up, both of you. I want to tell my story.
Shannon, yesterday,
I decided, it's a big day in the O'Mara household. We're going to take the little guy out to the movies for the very first time. I'll tell you that story in a minute here. But
Conjuring 2?
Pardon me?
Would you take him to see the Conjuring 2?
He likes the scary stuff.
Yeah, you know, kids love the
just
horror.
Like
you
know,
you should have been with me. You should have been with me at the ticket booth.
Oh,
to be
really?
Honest with you. Yeah, that comedy's not lost on me.
Emmanuel, and
especially
in space.
How old is he? I said 18. All right, so okay. Look, comedy is my life. That's what I do. But anyway,
or the bluefish.
I thought it would be sweet as he gets up from his nap and Mama is doing a little toothbrush with the kid,
right?
To video and say we're going to the movies and I'm really excited. He looks cute in his little outfit and Mama's brushing his teeth. And I videotape the whole thing and then I go back and I look at it immediately and I go, oh my God, what have I done? I was stunned that so many people take a peek at these type of things. And it's really non-committal. It's not likes, it's not comments, but it's really just people looking at it. And
Oscar
mentioned, if you scroll on it, it plays and you get credit for it. Okay. Yeah. It's like, why did you, the smartest guy in the room again, go get your effing MBA, will you? So anyway, but the fact is, all right, because the total likes, by the way, the total likes that I have on this is 474. So
yes.
That's your core number,
I imagine. Average, though, a solid 1,000-plus likes within, like, a family post.
But I still think that when I see 7.2, over 7,000 views, that to me is very, very special. And I know it's people going back and doing it again. I think that's how it works. But this was a record holder. And as soon as I made the video, I said, I'm going to make a – this was my intent. I swear to God, please understand, this was my intent. I wanted to take a little video of my son getting ready to go to his first movie.
Time capsule.
That's what I want. I was not intending anything else. What happened, as soon as I review it, I realized that I am leaning over the sink, and so is Mrs. O'Mara, and I am giving our listeners – the cleavage shot of cleavage shots.
I thought you knew what you were doing. I was like, this is Scorsese.
Because you know, there's a screen cap that is a still shot.
Oh, I haven't seen the screen cap.
And when you, when you just, you go to Mike's page.
There it is.
And it's a randomly selected still shot. And there was I did not comment on it, although I did notice it.
Let me eyeball this.
And then there was
I'm looking right down Mrs. O'Mara's cleavage right there.
There it is, everybody. Yeah,
and I said, oh, it's not going to be long before someone makes some sort of inappropriate comment.
Let me see how long it took. I'll go back to the first comment because I will give the person credit. Here's the thing. You get the majority of the comments are how cute my son is, and I appreciate those. They're very kind. And then I get a hi, Mike. And then I get a hi, Michael. Hey, Mike. Helen, nice, nice. That's it. And then my buddy Fried, former motorman of the Arlington County Police Department, Fried Rice, the man who is now the big Capitals fan, my Capitals buddy,
yeah, nice
has
guy.
To write, and he writes with an exclamation point, hello, mama. And it begins, and the floodgates open, and I do think
that someone had to sort of take the safety seal off that comment before the floodgates opened, and it's good that he did it and not some sort of creepy guy from Sacramento.
It was good that a friend of mine, but I was also pissed. I'm like, oh great,
yeah.
And then Jonathan Ginsburg, who really masters the art of subtlety, writes cleavage.
Oh, that's
thanks,
good.
Jonathan. Jeez. In case no one noticed, thank you very much. I truly appreciate that.
George, I'm sorry, but I do believe George Bernard Shaw used to hire Ginsburg to punch up his stuff because of his classy, erudite sense of humor.
I have determined that this, even though Oscar says people scroll over it, it still is a tremendous driver for new listeners of the show.
I think the key to this is Carla.
The key is Carla.
You put Carla in more videos, you're going to be A-okay.
Well, Mike, you have got a great product to sell with that boy. But what you need is you need Carla spinning the arrow. You need her out front spinning the sign to get people to come on in. And it's going to work.
If we do it this way, we're experimenting with a lot of ways to utilize this wonderful service. So perhaps a weekly, bi-weekly recap of the show, or just I pop on. Anytime I have something to say. And then I'm sitting there, and at the end, I just, don't you agree, Carla? And she says something like, yes, I do. Yeah. I don't know.
It's, I think if you just put a picture of her on elliptical, you'd be fine.
Yeah. Just a grainy still shot would be okay.
Yeah, just a video. See how many likes that gets.
By the way, that was my radio name when I worked in Erie, Pennsylvania. Hi, it's Grainy Still Shot.
But what would be great is, look, if you had an ongoing bit on Facebook Live of you sitting on the couch and her exercising.
Yeah, in the background. Hey, it could start with her introducing you from the elliptical and now here's Mike, and then hit the button and it turns around.
Yes.
And it's just you smiling. Because what everyone else is watching on Facebook Live, you are in the room, baby.
Yeah, you're there.
You're there. Well, with
a window into your soul.
Very frustrating.
With popcorn.
Yeah. And little very Michael.
Very
little Michael's sitting right there.
I'm going to go live right now.
Oh, good.
Okay. Just as an experiment.
Right.
Please.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Facebook Live on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm here with my mates. There they are right there. That if you saw that, I don't know if you did. Okay.
No, well, anyway, you got to learn how to use technology, Mike.
I know. I don't know how to use the technology. We're live right now. If you're not doing anything, we urge you to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and check out the Mike O'Mara Show. Also, our stream. Are we streaming live, Tom?
Yes, we're streaming live. Yes.
Hey, it's a miracle. We're streaming live today, so you can go there. And we're having a nice discussion about Facebook Live and how my wife's cleavage resulted in multiple views.
Cleavage cam.
And I venture to say this little excerpt from the show probably will not result in as many views as the cleavage shot of my wife. And perhaps
where is she now?
Yeah, take I'm your shirt. How about you take your shirt
unfortunately,
off?
Unfortunately, she's no longer here. I'm not taking my shirt off.
Oh, okay.
But thank you. So anyway, this will distract me from the body of the show. So I'm going to finish right now and say I love all the smiles. I love all the loves. God bless all of you. Hi Barry. Hi Dale. Hi, Chris. Nice to see you. Hi, John Lawson. Nice to see you.
Someone's full of themselves.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Dale. Yeah.
Let me look into my magic mirror and see what I see.
Oh, Marcus Serta. Hi, Nicole.
Boo! Marcus Serta. Boo!
Doug Meyer. How you doing? Carla's
Who's
not
the
here.
Fairest
by
of
the way,
all?
Carla O'Mara just wrote Take It Off. You can start the show now. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
And I'd like to present the first episode in the new TV series called The Driving Instructor. I'm the driving instructor, and seated next to me is a woman driver. How do you do? Oh, I see you've had one lesson already. Who is the instructor on that, Mrs. Webb? Mr. Adams. I'm sorry, here it is, Mr. Adams. Just let me read ahead and kind of familiarize myself with the case. How fast were you going when Mr. Adams jumped from the car? 75? And where was that? In your driveway. How far had Mr. Adams gotten in the lesson? Backing out. I see, you were backing out at 75, and that's when he jumped. Did he cover starting the car? All right, you want to start the car? Mrs. Webb, you just turned on the lights. You want to start the car? They all look alike, don't they? I don't know why they design them that way. All right, let's pull out into traffic. Now, what's the first thing we're going to do before we pull out into traffic? What did Mr. Adams do before he let you pull out into traffic? Well, I mean, besides praying, let's say. No, what I had in mind was checking the rear view mirror. You see, we always want to check the rear... Don't pull out! please don't cry. I'm sorry. But there was this bus, Mrs. Webb.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
So much technology, so much distraction, I can't help myself. But by the way, Bob Newhart is still alive, correct, Rob? You didn't play that because he's dead?
No, he's with us, but apparently if I play that, he'll be dead in 2 weeks.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. You just kissed his, you signed his death warrant. Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open. I don't know why I say it. 888-920-MORE.
That's someone on the line right now.
920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Tell them to stand by. As much as against my better judgment, we'll do that at the beginning of the show. Our show today brought to you by Warby Parker. Do you hate getting new eyeglasses, the choices, the hassle, the expense? Forget about it, because Warby Parker is the answer. No more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. That's an incredible deal.
It is.
Plus, choosing the frames is convenient and easy. They have a free home try-on program. Let me tell you about this. You can try 5 pairs out for 5 days. All you have to do is go to warbyparker.com/TMOS and choose your 5 favorite styles. They're shipped to you with no obligation. You have 5 days for everybody to look at them. If you decide they're great, and you keep them, and it's that easy. Warby Parker, your alternative to overpriced eyewear. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your 5 favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS. Check them out online and go to one of their retail outlets. They've got them in D.C. and they've got them all over, 30 retail locations, or warbyparker.com/TMOS. And I went to the one in Miami and had a wonderful experience, and I'm looking forward any day now to getting my wonderful new frames. I can't wait to show you guys because some of them are really over-the-top fun.
Yeah, they're kind of like Elton John frames, aren't they?
Mike. Yep. Entertainer. So, anyway, new technology, always exciting. Let's take a phone call to start the show, and then we've got an awful lot to talk about. Something bad happened to Rob, Oscar, and Mike on the same day.
Hey.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Mike. This is Derek.
Hello, Derek. How are you?
Good. Hey, I linked Rob that audio montage of Oscar a couple links back with him going and.
Yeah. It was one hit wonder.
Yeah, what's up, Oscar?
Hey,
how you doing?
Yeah, I'm on the show too. What do you want?
Yeah, he's here too. He's here too. What can we do for
look
you?
Look at
there?
That! I just hung up on him by accident.
Oh, weird. Did you really? Yeah. Did you hang up?
Don't
on
have
him?
Time
do you
for that.
Mike. The voice.
Don't have time for him. I don't know who that is. Keep sending stuff in.
That guy, is that the guy that said Rob? Help me out.
Name,
I'm not up there.
I think it might have aired. It might have aired on a day you weren't with us, but it was a really, really tedious montage. He found one of Oscar's vocal crutches, which is saying and.
And you know what? It was nice to point
about
it out.
I don't know who he was gonna, whose balls he was gonna bust because Oscar hung up on him.
I didn't like his tone, Mike. You know, it's a Tuesday.
His voice sounded strangely familiar to me.
He was waiting for something. You know what? We're not dealing with that today.
Do you think that was he your Wednesday show greeter, perhaps?
So it's a guy called Derek.
All right. Well, anyway, tomorrow, Wide Open Wednesday. Wednesdays, we take your phone calls at around 9 o'clock in the morning, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673.
But keep that great tape coming, Derek, because we all love it.
All right. So many firsts. Yesterday, a first for Rob Speedwagon, a first for me, where Rob's daughter, Julie, went to the DMV. My kid went to his first movie. Oscar Santana picked his father up at the airport and was incredibly hurt and disappointed.
Remembered why I don't go anymore, Mike.
So lots to talk about. But before I do, I have to share something. Rob Spiewak has now officially, as far as I am concerned, he has opened up a new comedy door and a new challenging door, because I don't think that... I've always said to you guys, I think I would love to start. It's probably too late, but I would love to... prevent the whole big birthday thing. I mean, I think we support each other, we do good things for each other, but the whole birthday thing, I'd like to low-key it. And
You know what, I actually had some texting interaction with your wife over the weekend. You are the hardest person to shop for.
I'm the hardest person to shop for now.
You're super easy.
Well, now I'm becoming an invalid, so it doesn't matter,
Mike.
All
I always
stuff
hit home
I like
runs
to do.
Yeah,
he does. Technology, you can never miss. However, as far and Oscar, you don't have to be involved in this one, because this really, Rob and I have been doing this a long time.
Yes.
But I made homemade greeting cards for people at the radio station.
It's the only reason WJFK would have publicity stills.
I remember
this bit. So I could do my own greeting card. And it started with, you know, I've got your present. And then somebody said, and we do it on the air and said, well, where is it? It's right here. And I whip out a publicity photo and said, best Mike O'Mara. and hand it to somebody. And that would be, you know, that would be wonderful. By the way, Pony, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think you have one yet.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, thank you.
You know, I think for your last 5 years on terrestrial radio, that was the only time you actually autographed a publicity still, because I handled all the other ones.
Right.
You actually signed the birthday ones. They're valuable.
So they were homemade, and then Rob, you'd make some homemade cards, and then
I remember making you a horrible Peter North card once.
Oh, it was disgusting.
It was really bad.
Male porn all over it. It was really, really gross. But this year, I received a card from Rob Spiewak, and I don't know where you found this.
I had to go to two drugstores to find one I like.
Drugstores, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, Oscars. Yeah. Spend no expense. So.
I'm sorry, Oscar. Were you too busy yesterday at Papyrus?
No. No one calls them drugstores.
Hey, it's a store. It's a store bought card from the pharmacy, and I will tell you
the druggist said they're over there.
limited edition
from the apothecary. He got a store bought card, and it's. I'll read it to you and then show you the picture.
Okay,
it says, Mike. Hope your birthday is. I just lost my virginity in a Camaro. Happy. And love, Rob. And look. And then
nice.
There he is.
That is actually
take up your whole
perfect
screen there. There you
that's
go.
Perfect. Show pick.
Yeah. I just lost my virginity in a Camaro. Happy.
It's a fellow, I would say, maybe native to 1977, with long feathered back hair and a leisure suit and an awfully big collared shirt under it.
And Mrs. O'Mara was behind me when I opened this. The level of creepiness and funniness at the same time. So for next March, my challenge for Rob Spiewak, I have to find a card that is not only as funny, and the funny we can do, that's easy.
Yeah.
But I have to find the funny combined with creepy. It is an extremely...
It's a delicate line to walk.
It's an extremely delicate balance, but I said I have to bring this into the show because it's just this guy. I just lost my virginity.
Mike, who makes that card? I don't want to look that up.
Let me see.
Already
who makes
got
the
it.
Card. Hallmark. Sorry. Hallmark cares. Shoebox greetings.
Mike, when you care enough to send the very best.
Complete, and here's the great part, complete with the acne on the forehead, which this card would not have worked without the acne on the forehead. I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, speaking of acne... You know, Carrie likes to sit on the couch and watch TV in the evening. We get together and watch it. She Facebooks on her laptop, and she said, "Oh, look, Rob Ford has put up a new picture on Facebook, and it's him doing the pose with your hand on your chin like this."
Oh no! And hold
Carrie,
on.
And Carrie hold wrote, "Hey, nice picture. Are you covering something up?"
Oh my God.
Oh God, Pimple Boy! Oh my God! Oh, he loves. I'll tell you, Rob Ford does love the posting.
He does, really, and he loves Mike. He loves the posing.
He loves the posing.
You know,
I'm seeing the picture.
If he has a birthday coming up, wouldn't it be fun to send him to Glamour Shots? We could all chip in like about $18.
God. There he is. Oh God!
Something with a feather ball.
I remember seeing him. He was pretty clear.
Yeah, he looked good. Yeah, we saw him yesterday, right? Yeah.
He's our boy. Mm-hmm. He is.
He was sweating in the.
I mean, who needs family when you have us?
I mean, he's wonderful.
To tear you down.
There he is.
Isn't he wonderful? There he is.
There he is. With his very, very thin sideburns, and his hat says Ford.
And your back's hunched over.
Yeah, well, he's got great posture.
That's a picture that says, "I'm going to get laid today."
That's right.
Yes, sir. There he is.
That's Mike Rowe Jr.
Yeah, that is too good. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So anyway, before we go to break here, and I want to talk to Oscar and Rob about their particular days, but very quick, I've got just a few minutes here where I can tell you that this is just a little rant.
Okay,
real quick. Surgery coming up for me, hip surgery, all right? One of the things they say when they're giving you your instructions about the pre-op is that you got to be wary about dental procedures. You don't want to have anything that's going to mess up your bloodstream or an infection or anything like that. So they are really hinky about dental procedures.
Not normally a big deal with our listeners.
Yes, no, not at all. I will tell you something. I'm 40
that's
years.
That's a joke, guys.
I'm 40 years without a cavity. I swear to God, I haven't had pain in my mouth for a long time. I take very good care of my teeth, and it just doesn't happen. But the same thing, I'm old. And so suddenly, like the last 4 days or so, I feel on my upper tooth right here, I'm getting a little bit of pain and cold water.
I bring you some dynamite.
Okay, shut up. So cold water affects it, right?
Right. Sensitive to cold. That's
cold
a cavity.
Water affects it. And so I said, oh, God. So I'm saying of all the times to get this, but I say with rehab and surgery and doing all that, if I don't get it taken care of and it is something, that's going to be more problematic. So flash forward to the lady calls me Sunday to get my pre-op questionnaire and all that. And at the end, she said, do you have any questions? I said, what about dental surgery? Call the lady at the doctor's office, at your surgeon's office, and ask her. I call her. I said, got a cavity. It's not anything major, but I think I really should have it looked at, and I'm not sure what she's... All right, if it's not major, you're going to have to, in any event, get a sign-off thing from the dentist saying there's no infection in the tooth or anything like that, and we've fixed it, and we're okay. But if you have something, I would recommend getting it done as soon as possible. So with the was that loud? Was that really loud?
No, the idea that you would have to have another procedure before your procedure.
I've got a cavity. It's filling a tube. Yeah, no, it's not a big deal.
It just takes they're going to pull
thing,
it.
One thing. What if they go in there and they're like, oh, it's just a surface level cavity, and then they're like, root canal time.
Yeah. Then I'll have to have to make that call, and if it's a quick fix to hold me over for a few months, I'll do that. So, but the thing is, the urgency of it. I said, I'm going to get done with the show. I'm going to get in my car. I'm actually going to drive to the dentist's office. I'm not going to call because I want to. It's an involved explanation that does not lend itself to a telephone conversation. They're close enough where I can drive down there. And I drive down, and it's the busy dentist's office, but it's down. It's summertime in Florida, so it seems like there are not that many people. The living is easy down here. And I deal with the lady, and I just want to
Did you bust in the door?
No.
Okay.
I busted in the door, but thank you. I walk in and I get the lady behind the counter, and she's just a minute, please. And she's smiling and she's very nice and she's very loud, but she's very competent. And I tell her my situation. She said, let me see. And she goes over and she sits next to another lady who obviously looks to be doing scheduling first. And I said, and they really want to get it done. Now I'm thinking, maybe today if I'm super lucky, but tomorrow really at the latest. So she said, I can take you June 28th. I said, well, that's really not going to work.
Oh.
She said, well, I can put you in for June 28th. I say, I know you can put me in, but it won't happen. She said, well, I can put you in for June 28th. She said, well, hold on a second. Let me call another dentist. And I'm like going, okay. I mean, it's June 28th. It's a month. I mean, there's going to be a whole other. I've been to dentist's office before. And I'm thinking this, but I'm not saying this. And I'm suddenly feeling, with all the smiling from the the elderly version of Ronda Rousey. I'm not going to say they know I do a show there, so I'm going to stop. But anyway, I feel like she's beginning to dominate what she wants to do.
Well, she's going to control the storyline. And also, do you feel at that time troubled that she's going to just farm you off to another dentist? Because this is your dentist.
Yes, this is the dentist. And you research dentists. You pay attention to this. And I researched this wonderful dentist. And she's a wonderful, talented dentist. And I'm very happy.
Hold on, it's a girl?
Hold on, shut up. Don't digress. Stop it. I want to get this in so you can get your thing in. Now, just give me a break here.
Okay.
So I'm getting this feeling that she is trying. I'm uncomfortable with being farmed off to another dentist. And then she immediately says, hi, and she calls the dentist. He goes, you can? Okay. They can see you today. They won't be able to do a procedure until tomorrow. And I'm sitting there. At this point, the hygienist comes around the corner and recognizes me from the last time I was in there and says, you're the radio person. I said, yes, thank you. She said, I've listened. I said, thank you. That's wonderful.
That's cool.
That's really cool. And she goes, how's it going? I said, well, I'm trying to get an emergency appointment. And at this point, the lady kind of turns around at the counter and goes, we're taking care of it. And I'm like, whoa, okay. Now we're getting really control the world, still smiling. And then the comment is, I'm just trying to help you out.
If I got
that once, I got that three times. So the bottom line is, you know when you feel like you're being kind of directed in a direction that you have no control over?
Yeah.
That's how I felt. But what choice do I have? I'm sitting there and I want to get this situation taken a look at. As that happens. Meanwhile, this is all going on with this lady who's dealing with this, and the lady next to her has gotten up. And she's gone away. I don't know where she went.
That's the scheduling lady. That's who you need.
The other scheduling lady. She walks in. She hands a post-it note, puts a post-it note on this lady's computer, which, by the way, I believe she's attached to. It's all about the computer. It's not about the... And what the lady next to her did during the point of the scheduling, she got up, walked two doors down, and asked the dentist, and I have a 1 o'clock appointment today.
Ooh.
And she put it in front of her. What's this? Oh. And she looked up at me after this. Well, I guess you're all set then. And I really wanted to say, what I wanted to say was, yeah, you don't need to be all that disappointed that I was able to be accommodated. That's what I wanted to say. But I also said, you know, I'm coming back to this office, but you know me, I can't. Well, we're glad we could help you. And I said, and I just couldn't help myself. And I pointed at the lady. I said, she did. And I walked out because F her.
Sick
F
burn.
Her. Yeah. F her. But I'll have to see her again today. You know, and if you want to know, I mean, it's just like, you know, going into the Der Wiener Schnitzel to have dinner.
Why don't you
and deal with the waitress?
Bring her a candy bar.
Or next time when you leave, point at the happy tooth poster that says make your appointment today. And be like, see the happy tooth? Happy Mike.
That's
how hard is this?
That's me.
Yeah. So that's it. So I'm going to the dentist today. But I just felt I couldn't help myself. I was so and it started out okay. It started out with a really nice conversation, but the bottom line was that there was no desire to upset any of the appointments that were there on any level, even whether they would be or not. I have no idea. And there was no desire to say, do you have a hole tomorrow? And I think this dentist is probably doing me a solid during her lunch hour. That's what I think. I don't know. I have no idea. But the other lady had no problem walking down the hallway, and the other one, all she needed to do was get up and go down and deal with the dentist.
Well, you've discussed it in the past. The director of first impressions at any sort
of
medical facility, that's a power trip position.
Right.
And she was pulling a power trip on you. That's it.
Right.
And then,
by the way, and her first words, what were the first words? Anybody dealt with any kind of medical at all? Any word. Out of network. You're out of network.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll deal with it this time. Damn it. F you.
I can set the seats in. Book that appointment.
When we come back, draw straws. Whichever one of you wants to go first. Let's do Rob at DMV, and then we'll get to your father.
Big day.
It's the big day. Rob went to the DMV with lovely Julia, and always a pleasure when Rob deals with people from other countries. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Look right
through. Man, we've really been killing it on the More Network podcast. You were recently on Tony Perkins, man. You were hilarious.
Well, thank you. I think we did a good job on the Mike O'Mara Show itself.
We should probably try to target some of the other shows like like cake and cookies, maybe Tech 411.
Yeah, how about Americast?
Good one, man.
All right.
Anyway.
Americast, is that even still on the network? Anyway, Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
That's fantastic. I love it when there's infighting. So much fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Attention business owners, are you hiring? Do you want to find the best candidates? Of course you do, but face it, if you want to find quality candidates, you can't just post your job in one place. You can't do it that way. You want to find the perfect hire, and you got to throw the net out and throw it out wide.
Yeah.
You need to go to ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post your job to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, and you can do it all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city for any industry. You can do it nationwide and just post it once. Then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. We got a couple of medical assistants somewhere out of the Chicago area.
Right.
The guy was talking about he hired not one but two people, and he did it easily with ZipRecruiter. They let you quickly screen candidates. You rate them, and then you hire the right person fast. And in this day and age, use the technology to get the most qualified candidates you can, so you can fill the position with the best person. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That is ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I like to post that Rob had on social media about the fact that he took lovely Julia to get her learner's permit at the DMV, and I know you love dealing with anything that's out of the norm.
Oh, it's great, and you know what? It's a beautiful, air-conditioned building full of friendly people that are eager to help.
What time do you go at?
We went at about 1:30 yesterday afternoon, and actually we picked a pretty good time because I watched the line stack behind us as it happened.
The end of the month would be the most problematic time, I
think so,
right?
Because of that's when things expire. Right. Julia, you're allowed to get your learners at 15 years, 6 months. So she could have gone on the 18th of this month. She's not totally out of her mind to get it. And so I said, you know what? It's not a good time to get it on the weekend. Let's hold off. We'll get it someday next week.
I think daughters perhaps a little less intense on it.
Well,
in
what's
most
funny
cases,
is, when you sit at the DMV, there is like 16 or 13 windows in a row, and you get to see the rhythm. There are certain windows that deal with certain things, and window 13 is where learner's permit people would go. So you get
That's where the person in the Ronald McDonald costume sits, right?
Exactly. And you
learner's permit.
You hear like bum Z228.
And in Northern Virginia,
window 13.
State of the art Northern Virginia.
Yes.
It's always very, very modern. And there are other places. When I came down to Florida, it was like they utilized another building with like partitions, and it wasn't built for that. Where in Northern Virginia, everything is new.
Well, this
everything
is the is new. The new DMV has actually gone in since I moved to Leesburg.
This is
the DMV that, like,
just the new DMV.
This is like 5 years old, but this is the one that within 6 months of being built, a car drove into. So if you look, it was a bad driving test. So if you look at one of the sides, the bricks don't
match. It's a reclaimed DMV.
Yeah, it's made of reclaimed cars.
Oh my God.
But that's what was incredible. Great is when they would announce for the window 13 for the learner's permit, you'd see some gangly kid get up and goes, "I'm D13. And and it's like,
turn right here, Mr. McIntosh. Jesus Christ. Oh dear! You were blinded by your orange sweatshirt.
So I finished the show yesterday, and I text Julia. I say, "Do you want to go to the DMV today?" And she was like, "Oh, yes, that would be great. Thanks, Dad." And so she's very excited. And I get home, and I say, "Let's go." And she says, "Give me 30 minutes. I want to take the test, the practice test again."
Smart.
You can take the practice test over and over again online. And so she's really.
What is the airspeed velocity of an African swallow?
Seven. And so she does that, and we cruise over, and we get in line, and the first thing that happens is the security guard says, you're going to have to stand behind the side while you wait to be waited on. And so there's a huge, like, round counter. And then there is a sign that is the equivalent
yeah,
would be
you
like
go
a,
in what
a
they
please
do.
Wait to be seated sign,
it's
right?
It's a pre-line line.
Yep.
So you wait in line for them to tell you where you go to sit to wait in line, and then they give you your number. So it's kind of an added line, but it's efficient, and it tends
yeah,
to work
yeah, it's meant
really
to clear
well.
Up the space in front of the counter for people to walk around.
Yeah. Exactly.
Except precisely. For the people that just walk directly up to the counter and say, I just have one question.
Those are pretty big idiots, though,
I
because
hate
the
them.
Fact is they've got, you know, you go through it, once you've been there a couple of times, you know that you go to the kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
But did you like, thunder up to the kiosk without waiting at
no.
stripe? That
but the lady, I mean, the guy, it was a preemptive strike. He assumed I was going to screw it up. Oh. And I knew what I was doing, and I was ready. I had my driver's license. I had her birth certificate. I had
right.
her Social Security card. We were ready to go. And so the people in front of me finish up, and I look to get, you know, the eye contact to
Can
advance
I ask
to
a
the
question?
Lady. Yes.
Where were the people in front of you from?
They appeared to be from, I would say, one of the pricier zip codes of the Loudoun County area.
So
they were just
white
turning
white
in
people? Is
yeah, they were turning in license plates. Listen. Can you, and this was great. He had like.
This particular vanity plate had a smudge.
No.
And I just don't think my Mercedes SUV looks good with a smudged license.
He turned plate. In his license plate and it still had the American Service Center frame on it. There and he
go.
Said.
It was a Mercedes. I
yes!
got the car right.
You
got
it.
The car right. Fantastic.
And he said, I can't seem to get this off. Right. They finish up
those license plates.
They finish up, and I look to the lady that's at the counter to make eye contact with me to advance. And she is just beautiful because there is a width and a lack of chin and a nose that is, it looks like it was perhaps, it started to melt and then stop. I mean,
is it a Tom Gavin nose?
No, it's more of an out and down nose. It's
funny, that could be the that could actually be the show page.
She's
the show photograph today, just a super deluxe close up of that.
A
nose.
Lovely lady, and I look in eye contact, and she looks back at me and raises her eyebrows, and then it gives me wait one, holds up the finger,
yes,
and pulls out a handkerchief that looks like it's been used, blows her nose. Wipes her nose, uses Purell, and then gives me one of these. Come on.
Oh,
God,
no.
I hate that. I hate that. That's
and I
nasty.
Say, we're going to need to do a learner's permit today. And she says, you're going to need your Social Security. And I said, I've got everything right here. And I'm on top of it. And she says, great. There's a clipboard over here. And then she pulls out a form. She says, you need to fill this out and this out and this out. And she's highlighting. And I take it, and we're off. And that's great. And Julia doesn't want to fill out the form, so I fill out the form. And after about 45 minutes of waiting, we get bing.
Why doesn't Julia want to fill out the form?
Well, because I think that she is probably nervous, and it's a government form, and she wants to make sure it's right.
Wants
I gave
to
her the
focus
option.
Focus on the test.
And you bung, D172, window 13. And so we go up and hand in the form, and we've been there probably, and you know, it's not crowded. We've been there like 45 minutes. And she says, I'm here for the learning.
By the
permit.
Way, that's a Northern Virginia comment that he just made. Just
no,
listen. If
no.
you're hold on. Mm-hmm. If you're from Middle America and you heard what he just said, it's not crowded. We've only been waiting 45 minutes.
Mike, there was irony there. Is what I'm saying is that we are there 45
minutes. Oh, you
were
meant to. Yeah. You
even,
that
it, even though it wasn't
it's,
crowded.
Irony. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a slow day at the DMV.
I look back at
a
this
normal
point,
day is like 2.5 hours.
That's a win.
By the time we get to the window, the line for the kiosk is now 10 deep.
Yeah,
so this lady's got to blow her nose 10 times
right.
before Ooh. These people can be processed.
Thank you. You're going to go sit over there. Here's your ticket. Here's your snot ticket. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope that was highlighter on the form. And so we go through all the stuff, and she says, all right, honey, are you going to pass? And Julia says, yes, I'm going to pass. I've done very well in the practice. That's great, honey. We just need to take your eye test. And so she goes
What's
over.
What's that impression that you're doing?
That's the lady, the Southern Belle.
I detected a slight accent.
That's the Southern Belle at the front.
Southern Belle?
Yes.
White, see, the Southern
white lady,
Belle
black
can be
lady.
The Patti LaBelle. It's not
yeah,
a,
yeah.
I thought it was African American. Yeah.
It is a Patti LaBelle with yeah. a lovely Southern lip to her
voice.
Oh,
look at you.
Oh, so, okay.
I didn't know you
accent,
did that.
So.
And so she goes up, and Julia says, I want you to read the first line.
Go over the back corner, bitch!
I want you to read the first line.
Disorderlies rated PG.
Julia puts her head in the little goggle thing and
right.
starts struggling. And I said, Julia, if you push your head down, it'll light up because there's like a button on the forehead thing. She says, oh, it's lit up. And I said, okay, well, read the lady the top line. And she goes,
ZXRP.
She's got good vision, doesn't she?
And I thought that her glasses that she wore were for reading. But it turns out they're distance glasses, and we did not bring them. And the lady says, can you try the second line?
Fail, fail, fail.
Can you try the second line? And Julia says, I'll try. And she reads a series of letters, and she says, is that all you see? Julia didn't even see the end of the line.
Does Julia have bad vision?
And she does, and I didn't realize it. And the lady said,
poor thing. God damn it,
the
Rob.
Lady said, wait. The lady,
your fault.
The lady said, do you wear glasses at school, honey? And she says, I do. She says, did you bring them with you? She said, no. She says, I tell you what, I'm going to pass you, but when you come back, you bring your glasses. Now, Daddy, change this form. Because I didn't know she needed them for distance. And that lady did me a solid because we could have been sent home.
Well, doesn't that make you rethink your attitudes towards the United States of America?
Yes,
I mean,
it does.
Really, with all that, those years of hating the different, doesn't that?
And she helped.
That lady really saved you an entire day.
She did. She did.
Sweet. A sweetheart. And I bet you it sounds like she deals with lots of kids. She's probably been there before. And that's a cool move.
And it's very, very cool.
And it'll remind Julia that it's not, that the man, that the system is not always wrong.
And then I said, you know, that's a mistake that mom wouldn't have made.
then Rob said, thank you. Anyway.
And so. then it turned out actually Carrie didn't know either. Neither of us knew what her prescription was. But Julia missed, she missed 2 of 30, passed, got her learners. So that was exciting.
Does she wear reading glasses and regular glasses all the time?
No, they're distance glasses, it turns out, and she only wears them like for work at school when she has to see the chalkboard and stuff.
Isn't
like
that something you should know as a parent? I'm not a parent, but I figure you should know that.
Sure. But
people
should also know how to say the word pizza. I mean, everyone has their weaknesses.
Right.
So I feel bad, but thank God the lady at the DMV had my back. So Julia her learners, got her picture taken. It'll be delivered in 6 business days. And we drive home. And when you get to the end of our street, there's like a courtyard, like a round turnaround, and then our road to our driveway.
Just,
right?
Just one more question about parenting.
Yes.
When do you start caring about your children's vision? Like, when's a good age to start caring about that?
When is the best age to start thinking before you buy a home?
Okay. All right. Stop it, boys. Stop it right now.
Because I just need to know. Do I start caring at 15?
You know what's great is that, you know what? If a kid hurts themselves, they'll heal, but a house will always be a hovel. And it's just getting older, Oscar. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Did she drive before you got home?
I surprised her. I stopped about 500 yards from the house, and I put it in park, and I got out of the car. She said, what are you doing? I said, you're going to drive the car into the driveway. And she said, what? I mean, and she's never ever been behind
that
the wheel.
Is
she's never been behind the wheel?
Never has.
Right into the house,
oh,
Mike.
So you did it like right. He had things to do. You didn't decide maybe to go to a parking lot or something like that?
No, I put her on the road. I mean, it's off the main drag, so there wasn't going to be any traffic.
I know, but I mean, it's fraught with peril.
I know.
You know, with the fact if she hits the wrong, pedal.
But it was sort of exciting, and, she's got to be the designated driver sooner or later. So I put her in, and she sat down like you were there.
What is this the SUV or the
Chrysler?
She
was in the Chrysler. So she sat down, and first of all, the seat is adjusted for me. So when she sits in, it looks like
she's
in the
back seat.
So
when she sat down, did it sound something like this?
Father, I'm in the back of the car. Where am I? Help me.
I said, if you hit a preset button one, that's set for your mom. That should be a lot closer. So she does that. She buckles in. I say, check your mirrors. She does. And I say, now here's the deal. Do you know which pedal is which? She says, that's the gas, right? I said, yes. And that's the brake. The brake will stop you. The gas will make you go forward. So she sits in. She's in park. And she just mashes on the gas. And I see the odometer go, and I said, okay, so that's the gas. And I said, what you need to do is push the brake all the way down and put yourself into drive.
You had her behind the wheel ever before?
No, she's driven the golf cart, but
that's not the same as a
totally different thing.
So you choose to begin her training 500 yards from. You should have taken her out to an empty parking lot or
something.
This was,
this with was, glasses.
This was, yeah, well, the glasses.
He was
might
in
have
a hurry.
He's in a hurry. What did you have to be home for?
I had nothing. I had no reason to be home.
Yeah. Judge Joe Brown?
No. The whole point of it was to sort of surprise her with something I thought she'd like. And it turned out she did like it. Okay. Because if we went to a parking lot, you'd say, why are we going here?
Will you be doing all the training?
I think so. I'm not sure that Carrie has the
patience.
Focus.
Ah.
So,
all right. So
even money. She steals the car before she's 16. Even money.
That's fine.
She made it into the driveway and everything was fine, right?
Yeah, but she does need to work on the touch of the brake.
Yeah,
because
course.
I did
she's
almost
never done it before.
Kiss the dashboard a few times. And also, what is it about kids that they love putting one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas?
Like they're
yeah. driving a bicycle.
Kids and old people.
Yeah. So
it's
like,
normal.
It was
like,
but we got there and taught her about the turn signal, and she did not
mirrors.
She checked her mirrors. She wore her seatbelt, and we made it in. And actually, intern Matt Dodson can verify she got into our driveway, and I left the car where it was at a perfect 45-degree angle.
It wasn't bad.
Delightful.
But anyway, I could not be any prouder of her. But it does make me feel old. I know you've been through it, but that's weird.
Oh, absolutely.
It is so weird because that's your little girl, and she's actually driving an automobile.
Built-in DD in just a few years.
Mm-hmm. By the time I do that with the male version of me, my little guy, by the time I do that, he's going to have to drive a big vehicle, one of those handicap accessible
built-in RN.
Or maybe even a flying car.
Yep. Now, press that red handle and release the lever that lets down the platform that lets Daddy's chair down to the ground. Thank you.
We're here.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. Don't hit the gas and brake at the same time, you little bastard. All right. Thank you.
Dad's getting around real well. He's got his fourth hip. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Smile is in the making. You gotta fight the powers that be. Got so many voices.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by AT&T Digital Life. Have you rushed out of your house and later on thought, did I lock the front door? This is not great. Or is the garage door open? I have a problem. Or did I remember to turn off my curling iron? I have left my curling iron on so many times when I've left the house.
Always.
And it's horrible. It's really, really. There are two things that I hate about my curling iron. Number one, I hate leaving it on when I leave the house.
Yes.
And number two, I hate burning my thighs. Ooh. Forget about the what ifs, because AT&T Digital Life means you can have more control of your home even when you're away.
Ow.
I apologize. They're wonderful people. AT&T Digital Life is smart home security. Did your kids forget their house key? Don't worry about it. You can unlock your door remotely from your smartphone using the Digital Life app. Or check on your pets with the indoor camera. Even adjust your thermostat on the go and so much more. Stay connected with your home from anywhere using your phone, tablet, or PC with the Digital Life app. Learn more at att.com/DLTMOS. That's att.com/DLTMOS. Get AT&T Digital Life and stop asking what if.
Available in limited areas and select markets. 2-year security agreement. Required camera door and thermostat functions. Each require a separate package and agreement. Early termination equipment and other fees. Monthly service and other charges and restrictions apply. See att.com/DL disclaimers for details, including license information.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad that Oscar's dad is back in town. I'm very happy about that. Everybody said, Julia was happy. My son went to the movies.
I'm
he
not
was happy.
I don't think my dad's happy either.
What you picked your dad up at Dulles International Airport?
Yes.
Oh, John Foster Dulles International Airport?
John Foster Dulles. A modern architectural structure.
Beautiful.
With an elderly infrastructure.
So, speaking of infrastructure, I left for Dulles from D.C. at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the reason why I did that is because the orange, blue, and silver lines for the metro were being worked on. So I figured there's going to be a ton of rubes on the road when rush hour hits, right?
Yes, of course.
And there's nowhere better than to go work on your homework than an airport parking lot or terminal. Because I said I could knock out 2 hours, maybe 3 hours before his flight arrives.
Right.
Of homework, and then I'll just I'll be in the middle of an air-conditioned car and do a lot of reading, or I'll be in the terminal if I can find a seat, right?
Mike, that's the motto when you pull up to the airport. It says, climate controlled since 1967.
Wonderful stuff. And by the way, it took 30 years for them to construct the little trams that go underground. And prior to that, we had those moving trams,
Mike,
where you have to
mobile lounges.
Mobile lounges. Jesus Christ. The worst things in the world. Add 40 minutes to your trip on every trip into Dulles Airport.
The theory was that this moving tram would actually go to the airplane and connect to the airplane, but it never did. Never did.
Just went to another terminal.
Right.
It sucks. Yeah, absolutely.
So, Dulles Airport, as far as airports are concerned, is super inconvenient for me, but my father's coming into town a day late for Father's Day. Just kind of his modus operandi. Because
he's going to stay through your graduation?
Modus operandi?
Operandi. Let's not focus on these details. Let's focus on what happened. All right?
What age do you start focusing on those details?
You don't have to worry about it. Just call it his M.O. His M.O. is that he comes in, and will he be sticking around through your graduation?
He's leaving for Venezuela in a week because he's picked up a contract from work, Mike. So
do you tell him to be careful, though? Jesus Christ, that's like going to the worst part of the world right now.
He goes with the U.N., and they take care of him.
It's funny because there's a restaurant down here where the lady's going to Venezuela, and I watched the news last night, and Venezuela is coming apart at the seams.
They're in turmoil, Mike.
Food riots. People are starving. Well,
that's
ridiculous.
Why he needs to go down to fix it.
Yeah. Well,
is he going down for that? For something to do with that?
He's going on a humanitarian mission, Mike.
Bless
and he'll
him,
be gone for 3 days and come back.
Oscar hates it when I tell people like his father is a player and does like some really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it diminishes the real story for Oscar, which is his lack of parenting.
That's so sad.
Through his soul. So you pick him up and he's not going to. Will he be
First
coming back for your graduation?
So again, I'm supposed to come in at 6:30, right?
All right.
And he doesn't get out of immigration till 8:30. So I've been there since 4 to 8:30, 4.5 hours, right?
Oscar Santana is the good son.
Yes.
Sure is.
I'm texting him. I said, everything okay? I'm here at gate 15. And this is the gate that you see at the end of Love Actually, where all the foreigners are coming off the plane. And you see all the families getting together and everybody coming and hugging and
they
loving.
They all have bundles of produce and salamis.
Yes.
Anybody hinky? Anybody looking hinky?
Oh, lots of dashikis, lots of polleras, lots of big hats. And I said, well, this is America. We are the melting pot. Welcome to America.
Welcome,
Please
everybody.
Respect the rules and culture.
We're delighted to have all of you. You folks, go over here. Aisle 4. That'd be fantastic. Yes. That's terrific. We love you.
Remember to assimilate. Remember.
Sir, you can go right over. You can go right over here. Thank you very much. That's terrific. You folks, move over. Yes, move over here, please, right now.
See, that should be my job.
Thank you.
I could do that.
Welcome back home.
All right, so you finally see
Section 4.
Is it emotional at all when you see him getting off the plane?
The root of it is, as soon as I see my father, he looks like he's kind of upset, right?
Okay.
So I know if he's upset, then I got an upset ride home for 45 minutes to my parents' house in Olney. I was thinking of bringing him to my place in D.C., which he helped finance.
Right.
As soon as I asked him, I said, do you want to go to D.C. to see the new house? I was excited to show him. He goes, the U.S. is playing Argentina at 9, so let's go straight home.
And were you going to watch it with your dad? Were you going to watch the game with your dad?
I was going to watch it, Mike, but it's tonight, not last night. The man was confused.
It's like around the world in 80 days, Mike. He lost a day.
He doesn't care about his family. He doesn't care about the house. He said, I got to go watch the U.S. play.
Sure.
Versus Argentina.
Okay, very good.
So he has two huge bags because he's got to bring back stuff for the family, right? Things that you can buy on Amazon. I don't know why he imports. So I'm in my little four-door sports car vehicle. I allotted for one bag in the trunk, right? He brought two.
Of course.
And we had to throw one in the back passenger seat. And it's got to be 70 pounds easy.
Yeah, got to put that one bag in there because there's no room with all the distressed flooring in there.
Yeah, and he goes.
Reclaimed luggage, Mike.
Reclaimed luggage.
As I'm loading this reclaimed luggage into my back seat, which is Mercedes leather.
Have all the options, all but one.
He says,
put some shoes in there.
He says, be careful. It's going to tear up your seats. And I'm already in I'm in the back seat already, right? And I said, what do you mean tear up my seats? He goes, oh, the airline, and mind you, he takes low budget airlines. The wealthiest man I know takes low budget foreign airlines all the time. The airline had broken off one of these little brackets on his luggage.
So it's tearing things up.
Two screws were sticking out of the side, and that's where I loaded it in, and now there's a huge gash in my back seat.
No, this is after the fact he told you?
Yes. And then so I lift up the luggage. I'm like, oh.
It actually tore the leather upholstery. MS-13
hit my back seat.
Wow. He really is not good with timing, is he?
No.
He misses the soccer game by 24 hours and tells you about the screws after they're in your leather.
And mind you, I'm still the youngest, right? So there's two ways I can go about this. I can act like a spoiled brat and blame this on him, or I could just internalize it. So,
Oscar, be careful. There's a screw coming out of... It's too late. You have ruined your upholstery. Thank you very much. There's a second screw that... You already loaded it in there. I'm terribly sorry.
So I said to
him, I have brought to you from Venezuela duct tape.
Duct tape. Yes. Lay it across the seat.
So, Mike, little Michael picks you up from the airport, right?
Yes.
He's clearly so proud of this vehicle that he's worked hard for. And you throw some luggage. He throws some luggage in the car. He's riding at the airport for 5 hours to, you know, really.
You think he's paying you back for when you wrecked his car?
He doesn't about that, Mike.
He
doesn't know.
Because you took care of it.
I took care of it.
Very good.
This is karma. But aside from that.
So to speak. C-A-R-ma.
Karma.
Karma.
Yeah.
For those of you just joining us 3 years late, 3 years ago, I had a friend sit in my dad's passenger seat of his Mercedes, and he had a pair of scissors next to him in his pocket, in his tool belt, and it cut right into his seat.
Cut right into the upholstery.
Yeah, yeah. So this time it was the back seat, not the front seat, but my car. And I looked at it.
L tip for L tap.
I lift up the luggage.
Thank you for keeping it international.
Thank you.
I lift up the luggage, and I was like, I, right? Just like something Latin that comes out. And then... My dad comes around. He goes, "Te dije," which means "I told you."
Oh,
thanks, Pop.
Mm. And then he goes, "I'm sure you can get it fixed." And then that's it. That's it. That is it.
He's off pissed on another Oscar adventure.
He's pissed because it was a hassle getting through customs, and you're pissed because of your seat. Must have been a really dreamy ride back to Olney, I guess.
Well, all I did was ask him questions like I was interviewing him, because I basically am. I don't know what he's doing in South America.
Right.
And he's like, "What are you doing on Friday?" And I said, "Well, Dad, I got work in the morning, and then I've got school."
You know what's funny? I just have to interrupt.
Yeah.
And I was just telling one of these stories, and I should have said this years ago, but isn't it amazing that he does such a bad Spanish accent for somebody that's actually from Bolivia?
Mike, that's one of the things that is so sad about having you in Florida, is occasionally he will talk Spanish in real life, and Pony and I agree, it's the cutest thing.
He goes back and forth.
It's Spanish. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I interrupted. Go ahead.
I actually have class. Now the thing about it, he goes, "Oh." I said, "Yeah, I only have like 4 weeks of class left, Dad." He goes, "I need someone to take me to the airport because I need to go to Venezuela." And I said, "Okay, that's cool. I got class." Like, he's waiting for me to not go to class.
Yeah, to bail on class.
To take him to the airport.
You're the good son.
Yes, but I created this monster. This is my fault, right?
Right. Have Diego take him.
Oh, I'll be like, "Dad, this other Latin gentleman is going to be my proxy. He speaks Spanish as well, kind of."
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, "And he'll just take him." No, Mike, he can take an Uber. The company pays for the town car. He just likes family taking him.
Sure. And he might pocket a few pesos.
Yeah.
I've lost the receipt for the Uber. I would still like to be reimbursed.
Wow. So he's coming back from Venezuela, and he's going to go to
your big
show?
No, he's going to be at home for 4 days, goes to Venezuela, he's going to miss my niece's birthday, which, by the way, is not going to go well.
His granddaughter's birthday.
His granddaughter,
right?
Yes.
That's not right.
But he goes, I need to go. And I said, "Of course, Dad, they've needed you our entire lives, and you just go when you go."
Well, the question I'm trying to get answered, will he be back for your big night?
TBD. TBD.
Oh, wow. That sucks. I feel bad for you.
All right.
That sucks.
Well, Mike, he's got a lot of scheduling things to balance, and also he doesn't know when the suitcase is going to be fixed.
So was there anything pleasant about the drive and back? Did you stop and visit
for a while? Oh, yeah, Mike, I faked it. Yeah, it was like being in a fight with your girlfriend or wife at a cocktail party.
How long has he been away?
6 months.
That's really sad. Yeah. What's it like? I just have to ask this. I just really, because I love these little moments here.
Yeah.
What's it like after 6 months when he walks in the door in Olney and sees Mama? What is that moment like?
He says, "Hay cafecito," which basically means, "Is there any coffee?"
Oh.
Like he never left. Yeah. Like he never left.
And then
and
he
my
says,
mom scurries over to the machine.
Yeah.
And then makes him some coffee.
And then you know
then
what
he
says,
sits down and says, "Oh, el juego es mañana," because he turned on ESPN and there was no game.
So that's the greeting, huh?
Yeah.
That's the greeting they have.
You know, Mike.
Because what he could say is there any coffee? And she'll say no. He says, "You know where there's a lot of coffee? Venezuela."
Well, keep us, stay tuned. I look forward to the next episode of The Lovelesses. It should be wonderful. It'll be great. We'll take a break and come back with the news you may not need on the. It's Oscar Loveless, his Papa Loveless, and Mama Loveless, all on The Lovelesses Friday night on ABC. We'll take a break and come back with the news you may not need. Right here.
Carlo O'Mara here.
Hey!
You know what I was just thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
You guessed it.
Yeah.
What am I always thinking about? Rob Spiewak.
Mm.
He's so much easier to talk to than those other guys on the show. I think it's his approachability that makes
gotta
him
be.
So right.
Just play that song.
I thought she was really into low-cut blouses.
Yeah, I do. Thank you. Okay.
That was her new promo for Facebook Live.
I'm redoing that right after the next Political Persuasions. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Stamps.com. I just give so much right here. There's got to be a better way to mail and ship stuff. You know that. Going to the post office, it takes way too much time. And leasing a postage meter is too much money. It turns out there is a better way, Stamps.com. The better way to buy postage. Just use your own computer and printer, and you can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package right from your desk. And with Stamps.com, you even get special discounts that you cannot find at the post office. Plus, Stamps.com is more powerful than a postage meter and at a fraction of the cost. Stamps.com will save you at least 50% compared to a postage meter, not to mention no more time destroying trips to the post office. We have used Stamps.com for years and we adore
Speaking
it.
Of which, did you get your rye? Did you get the rye I sent down yet?
I got the whistle pig.
And it made it okay.
From Stamps.com.
Nice.
Rob sent the whole package down there.
A lot of
I
good
got
stuff
all
in
the,
there for you.
The cooling like neck scarves and all
Some
that
Some guy sent you
stuff.
All sorts of biking stuff. I don't even know who it was. So
it's terrific. I look forward to that. And once again, thank you for the counterfeit golf balls. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again.
News.
These days, if you don't do something on social media, it doesn't count. Paris Jackson found that out when she didn't tweet a message about Michael Jackson on Father's Day. People really let her have it, and she gave it right back to them. She tweeted, quote, "If you try to harass someone into posting online about a holiday, Father's Day, ask yourself if it's any of your business."
Wow.
And then she goes on and says, "Having 8 tattoos dedicated to someone overrules a single post about them on a stupid social media account because of a holiday. Hashtag just my opinion.
Paris.
Hashtag Venezuela.
Hashtag be careful with that suitcase.
Hashtag good luck getting a sandwich. Paris got a couple of those. That's terrible. That's so insensitive.
Stop it.
Paris got a couple of those tattoos recently, like the words Queen of My Heart in her dad's handwriting on her wrist and part of his Dangerous album cover on her forearm. So she was sensitive about that, and I agree. It's her dad. You let her do it. And
did Blanket not weigh in at all?
You know, the thing is, Father's Day is a made-up holiday, so I don't go crazy about it, but I have to admit that at 11, little after 11 o'clock at night, when I finally got the text from my daughter Catherine, I felt good about it. And then we chatted yesterday because she worked a double shift at her restaurant. So that's my daughter getting it done. So I didn't mind that.
I got a late text and it really did. I mean, my family did great, but I got a late text from Jabril and it was the sweetest.
Cool.
Isn't that nice? It was
that's
so
wonderful.
Cool.
What did it say?
What, he said,
"You're my white dad."
He said, "Is there any coffee?"
Charlie Sheen has said that ever since he was diagnosed as HIV positive, he's been up front with every single one of his sexual partners. Okay, There's the problem in that sentence right there. Yes. You try to figure it out.
Sure.
With every one of his sexual partners.
What a dick.
The National Enquirer says that's not true. They claim to have audio tape of Charlie arguing with a woman he had unprotected sex with after not telling her about his condition.
Hey!
I don't know what happened there.
On the tape, the woman supposedly screamed, quote, Why did you tell me you were not infected? And Charlie screamed back, quote, because it's none of your effing business, okay? Then she said, quote, but if I wanted to have sex without a condom, it's my right to know. And Charlie told her, quote, you shouldn't want to. In California, God, it sounds weird, you can get up to 8 years in prison for exposing someone to HIV without telling them in advance. The tapes will be part of a special called National Enquirer Investigates Charlie Sheen on Saturday, July 2nd. Get the pretzels.
Wow, that sounds like a good TV special.
It's going to be on the Reels channel. So
Reels.
Interesting. We'll check it out.
Four Reels.
Bruce Willis is starring in a remake of the 1974 classic Death Wish.
Really?
I'm old enough to remember Death Wish. I remember Charles Bronson.
Channel 5 used
that.
To run it a lot on TV.
Yes. Jeff Goldblum, it was his first movie role, believe it or not. He played, I think, one of the bad guys. There was some outcry over the movie's violence and apparent endorsement of vigilantism. But is it vigilantism or vigilantism?
I think it's vigilantism.
I think it's taking the law.
Modus operandi.
That's right. Pizza.
Let me see. It was popular enough to spawn four sequels. Death Wish 5, The Face of Death, came out in 1994, and that was one of Charles Bronson's last movies. The new Bruce Willis version is being directed by Eli Roth. He's best known for horror flicks like Cabin Fever and the first two Hostel movies.
Oh.
So you know it's going to be gory.
I hope that Bruce Willis plays it straight and doesn't go too smirky in it, because he can do that. But I like Bruce Willis a lot, and it's a great story. Hopefully it's a good movie.
It could work. And I think, in this day and age, that vigilante justice thing might play very well.
Sure.
Someone is planning to open up a Golden Girls-themed restaurant. But sadly, it's
so
won't be.
Hot.
Yeah, I know it's hot right now. Sadly, it won't be in Miami where the show is set. It's going to be in Manhattan, and our favorite Golden Girl, Rob. It's called Rue LaRue Cafe.
Oh yeah,
and it's dedicated to Rue McClanahan, who played Blanche. The owner is an old friend of hers named Michael LaRue.
Hi, I think this is what Blanche would want.
Yes. It's Rue LaRue. Anyway, the place will have cheesecake, soups, wraps, salads, desserts, baked stuff, and wine.
Yeah, and lots of handicapped parking.
It's supposed to be open in early September, and he says Betty White has agreed to be there for the ribbon cutting ceremony. Well, you know, get that construction finished quickly.
Start it up quick. Do you know Robert's story about the Golden Girls? Is that he was at my mom's house once, and it was just on in the background on a Saturday morning, and he sat and he watched it, and he looked at my mom after about 20 minutes and said, "This is the worst reality show I've ever seen."
Rue LaRue, make a point of visiting this summer. Have you ever run out of propane while you were grilling? Have you ever had that happen?
Of course.
Yes.
This is my helpful hint of the day. It's really not. So you had to stop halfway through.
Come on, mean it, man. Start from the top.
Sell it to us.
I've always had the experience. I've been there. I've been there where you're sitting there, you're getting ready to grill something, and you're out, and it sucks because you forgot. Some grills have gauges on them that tell you how much is left. You kind of hang them from the side of the grill.
Yeah, it goes by weight.
It goes by weight. That's okay. All you have to do, really, if you're confused about it, is take a glass of hot water and pour it down one side of the tank, then feel it with your hand. The top of the tank should feel warm from the water, but unless it's completely empty, it should feel a lot colder as you move your hand down the side, and here's why. Propane absorbs heat faster than air does, and when your tank is half full, the top half just has air in it, so that part will feel warm when you touch it, but the lower half that still has propane should feel much colder. So
that makes sense, because have you ever picked up even on a hot summer day, if you go and get your tank filled, it's really cold.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
I always wondered that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if it starts feeling
lighter.
Cold about a third of the way down, that means you still have two-thirds of a tank. If it only feels cold near the very bottom, you're on empty, and you got to go get yourself a new tank.
That's helpful, Mike. That really is helpful.
That's what I'm here for. That's what I do. I do that. I help the listener, because the Mike O'Mara Show is not only a comedy program, it's entertaining and informative.
Oh.
And now a little something. Dozens of snakes have been collected as part of an annual rattlesnake roundup in northeastern Pennsylvania. 39 of the 59 registered snake hunters brought in a rattlesnake during the weekend. 8 poisonous copperheads and 20 non-venomous snakes were also hauled in. The heaviest rattlesnake weighed in at 4 pounds 1 ounce.
Ugh, that's so gross.
Or 4 pounds 1 ounce, that's it. And one hunter brought in a rattlesnake that had 13 rattles. That's a lot.
I think, do they get one per year? Is that like a tree?
I don't know.
Okay. Is it open to a larger suite?
I don't know.
Okay.
The 4-day event sanctioned by the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission was first held. Rob, you were a commissioner.
Fish and Boat.
Yeah, well, I was a paid consultant because at that time I was working for Big Boat.
Yes. Yeah. According to Commissioner Brad Midnight, the four-day event sanctioned by the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission was first held in 1973 and raises money for the fire department, Little League football, and muscle cars. No, I'm sorry. That's an inside joke. No. The snakes are returned to their natural habitat after the weekend. If you want to visit the event next year, you'll need to know the town in PA where it takes place. All of the events take place in Moronville. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault. Hi, Brad, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My fellow Americans, as my term comes to a close, I am making a concerted effort to relax. More beach time, and I love to spend time with the Mike O'Mara Show. It makes me laugh. The Mike O'Mara Show. Every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. God bless Mike, and God bless 97.1 The Way. It's your beach station.
I hate my Obama. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's so good, Mike.
Thank you. We're brought to you by Tracker. We all live in an era of smart cars, smartphones, smart homes. Technology has made everything smart until you lose something. We all have Tracker. Rob has it on his dog. Oscar and I have it on our key rings. Tracker is fantastic. It's a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. If you lose your phone, just press the button on Tracker, and your phone rings even when it's on silent. Isn't that great?
It's the best.
With over 1.5 million devices, Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item will show up on a map even if it's miles away. Very cool technology and a great way to take the panic out of losing something. Never lose anything again. TMS says go to Tracker. Check it out. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's thetracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS. Let's open up the Audio Vault for today, Tuesday, June 21st, 2016. Rob Spiewer.
I don't see it, but Selena Gomez remains quite popular.
Oh, yeah.
And she just did Carpool Karaoke with James Corden, and I think a lot of people are watching Carpool Karaoke because it's gotten so much positive spin lately.
I find her disturbingly childlike.
That's the same thing with me. She looks like she's 12.
She looks like she's 12 and I'm uncomfortable.
She's definitely 21.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Just
he's can produce
down.
Paperwork. But they're trying to do different curveballs, I think, to keep it fresh. One thing they did is they went through a McDonald's. Mike, let's just move forward.
Oh, it's just I picture Oscar's room like with a Dakota Fanning poster on the wall. Ridiculous.
She's also 21.
Stop
the
it.
War of the Worlds. All right, go ahead.
Pony and RSA, baby.
I only watch. He only watches season 5
Throw
of iCarly.
Throw that backpack on, Dakota.
So they went through a McDonald's drive-thru and made sure they got the cups that had Selena Gomez's lyrics on it. And then, you know, Selena Gomez was there and all the ladies went crazy. But right. The best thing is at the front of the video, they took a detour and they did a verse of Carpool Karaoke on a roller coaster.
Wow.
And I really don't think James Corden was faking this. I don't think he's a thrill ride guy.
Why don't you just take a little detour for a second?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Just trust me.
Okay, but I really can't be late to work, but...
Oh, we'll be fine.
Well, this is all shtick, of course.
Fast. All right.
Oh, yeah. I've really no interest in this.
Oh, yeah.
It is. They're on the lift right now, and it's impressive. She does sing.
As they're going up?
Yeah. They're going down.
Oh He's getting a lot of viral videos online. He's doing well with that late night show. That's really, really good stuff. And by the way, that's how they sell it now.
Oh, yeah.
The more viral crap you get on, that's how you measure your late night
audience. We did that rough math when they were letting go of Jay, and then they announced that Letterman was leaving. Mm-hmm. Right. I remember Jimmy was just murdering them online.
That's the way to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now they're all doing it. It's you know, you get Seth's doing it, and Corden's doing it,
Kimmel.
And Jimmy Fallon. And you know, the other thing I noticed with Corden's doing the mic drop competition, which is getting a lot of buzz online, too.
At the end of it, James Corden is even whiter than normal, and he says, there's no way that was fun. I love that. This is an Instagram video, and it's just weird. The things that people videotape, this guy has, I guess, a GoPro on his bike helmet, mm-hmm. and he is booking on a trail. I mean, really moving, and he hits a bear.
Did the bear stick around? Or
no, the bear was gone. It was, you don't even see the bear really, because he was like obviously not looking at the bear because he was looking off.
And you hear him groaning, and it almost sounds bad. He's like going, oh, oh, whereas a bear would kind of be like, yeah, by the way, a new impression, if you've seen The Revenant.
Yeah,
I do the bear sound right before he attacks.
Oh, really?
This is
oh.
One if, yeah,
please.
If you'd like to hear, hold on. Let me just get ready.
Here it is.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Right after that, Leo DiCaprio says, "That was a bear." Mike, I know you're convenient to a Walmart, and there's a Walmart.
Yes, I am.
There's a Walmart in Phoenix that some merry pranksters got up to some shenanigans, and there's actually a fireworks aisle at the Walmart, and they set it on fire. Now, no one was hurt.
Oh, man.
No one was hurt, but the beauty of it is that there was a short video posted. So if you want to know what it sounds like when a fireworks aisle is set on fire at a Phoenix Walmart, it sounds a little something like this.
Sam said,
"Hugs are great."
Sam Walton. Wow.
It's not much to look at because it's all, you know, like garbage fireworks and it's fully
but
lit.
Still scary. Right.
No one was caught. No one was hurt.
Whoa.
So there you go.
Well, if anybody else does that, you blame Rob Spiewak for putting that on the audio vault.
That's right. You know, one time when my mom was working at Safeway, the potato chip aisle caught on fire.
Did it really?
And it went up quick. Because think about that. All that wax paper and
were
oil.
You there?
And oil.
Yeah. I was smoking pot. In the chip aisle. Are you watching The Bachelorette this season, or are you too busy?
I'm too busy right now. What's going on?
Right now, they're in the, I guess they're a couple weeks into the season, and here's what's so brilliant about ABC. They let Jimmy Kimmel make fun of The Bachelor. And it is the best promotion. It's the best promotion.
Similar. It's not totally similar, but it's like Jon Stewart and Arby's.
Exactly.
When the advertiser lets you do that.
But this is some great analysis of The Bachelor from Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Tonight on ABC, we had a new episode of The Bachelorette. One of the guys who got the boot tonight was Daniel, a Canadian gentleman who had a real way with words.
You know, the chance of hair falling for me, I got a better chance of getting struck by lightning while...
Lightning.
You know, shaving my face.
I'm not sure, but I think we just witnessed our first live stroke on The Bachelor.
So if you're paying attention, he had a better chance of being struck by lightning.
Lightning.
While shaving his face. And that's not what you want. Maybe go with a plastic handle. Let's close with this. Mike, I think that the fact that Kiss is still together and touring is pretty remarkable.
I think it's pretty sad.
Well, no, they love the money. They love the money.
Yeah, and I say that, but by the way, you know, there's going to come a day where, you know, you're going to be forgetting things. I'm going to be blowing spit bubbles, and Oscar's going to be, you know, carrying us, and that's going to be a fun day for the show.
Yeah, when you hear the two motorized wheelchairs hitting the platform at the improv. But this is an interesting question because, you know, they're in their 40th year, I think, and they're on tour again. And they asked Paul Stanley, who does your makeup? Which is, I think, a valid question.
Solid question.
So here's Paul Stanley on Kiss's makeup.
And the truth is we still do our own makeup and it never have had anyone else do it. It's a ritual. It's something that we love doing. It's like putting on the war paint. And Nobody touches our faces with that makeup other than us, and it's always been that way.
And then they chased him around with an official licensed Kiss butterfly net. So that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 2796.
I'm Stink.
And I'm Dick. 2796 Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Good day.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.